Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Bray Sokolsky is the managing part owner of Yes, 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 along with a whole stack of owners. There's syndicates, there's the whole lot. Good morning, Bray.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
I'm good. I'm looking at the list of owners. How many individuals? There must be a truckload of them there.
Yes, there are. It's a very fragmented ownership base. Just makes the experience all the more fun. So, within those syndicates, there are also obviously individuals. So I actually don't know how many exactly, but it would be 25 to 30 individuals, I'd imagine. Yeah.
Well, you're about to be joined by another part owner, and a very big part owner, by the name of Coolmore Stud.
Yes. Obviously, after he won the Todman, we had a number of very significant stud farms expressing interest in the colt, and ran a process and determined that the Coolmore were the right partner.
It's been suggested over $10 million for 50%. Would that be a fair guess?
Listen, the figure is confidential. I think the figure represents, the value of the horse. And obviously, there's always an incentive. They're all at a similar mark.
Whoops, you're breaking up there, Bray. You there?
Yeah, sorry. Yep. I was just saying they're all around a similar mark. It was more about the right partner. And our belief that, Coolmore being the preeminent stud farm globally and standing Rubik, obviously, who's the father of Yes, 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 were the right choice. And Tom Magnier and Michael Kerwin have been absolutely fantastic to deal with.
Now, with this horse, you've got him in the Golden Slipper. What's the long-term plans and who decides them? Does Coolmore, do they act as racing manager?
They'll act as managing owner, but all racing decisions will be made in conjunction with myself and Chris Waller. I think we're very much on the same page. He'll take the typical three-year-old colt preparation, likely through the Golden Rose, Caulfield Guineas and Coolmore, perhaps two of those three races. When you're talking about a stallion's value, if you can get that Golden Slipper and then follow up with one of those Group 1 majors in the spring, it just adds, exponential value to him. And then being, obviously, Coolmore, they'd love to get him to the Northern Hemisphere and potentially win a race at some stage next year at Royal Ascot and stand him as a dual hemisphere stallion. And it's interesting that, they stand Rubik. He's obviously a young stallion in his own right. So there's enough upside for them if Yes, Yes, Yes was to win the Golden Slipper for a first-season stallion to produce a Golden Slipper winner. But such is their confidence in the family and this colt that they're sort of reinvesting back in.
Bray, can I ask what you paid for him as a yearling?
$200,000 at the Magic Millions.
A bit better than bank interest now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's obviously, in hindsight, been a fantastic investment, but I've also paid a similar mark for a lot of slow horses, Sean. So this one just makes up for all of those.
So when you look at the ledger, you might be getting close to breaking even.
Yeah, exactly. You need these sorts of results if you own a lot of horses to try and square up the ledger. But, it's not the financial side of things is secondary. It's just the experience and the privilege to race a colt of his caliber and to have a partner of Coolmore's track record and credentials.
It's the best horse you've had?
No, I wouldn't say that to this point. I would say Humidor, Kingsville Dream would trump him at this point. Very elegant. We have a huge opinion of and we're hopeful that she can be a major player in the big weight for age races in the spring. So there's a little bit still for him to achieve, to take that mantle. But hopefully in time he'll prove himself as the best horse I've owned, Sean.
You're going to share him very elegant as well.
Yes, I'm fortunate enough to have a share in her. So she's obviously heading towards the Vinery next week and then perhaps on to the Oaks. I've had a little bit of fortune. I've owned plenty of slow ones. People only know the fast ones. I love my racing. And when you own horses of that caliber, it's life-changing.
You know what? When I asked you if you had any other decent ones, I felt like a poker player, and all of a sudden you say, "Show me your hand," and you just threw a royal flush on the table.
Yeah, no, I, as I said, like, I don't take it for granted, Sean. And no. Obviously things go wrong, and, you know, there's always ups and downs, and those two horses both broke down in the Cox Plate. And hopefully we'll get them back in the spring. Certainly they're both on track to get back to full work in May and head towards, you know, major weight for age targets themselves.
Well, good luck Saturday. They've given you a draw out wide, but he's very, very good, and hopefully can overcome it for you. And you've got the right man on top and Blake Shin. And we wish you all the best, Bray. Good luck on Saturday.
Really appreciate it, Sean.